So this is the net.
Bobby Overgaard from Santa Barbara, California, offered a quick tour just days after this NACNEC-based ministry closed down for the season at the end of July.
We open up first or second week in June and kind of get things ready and organize. And then as the cannery workers and fishermen start to arrive, then we start getting visitors. We stay open all day and we set up a table with refreshments. We have coffee and tea and hot chocolate and lemonade, and we bake cookies and brownies and cupcakes like crazy.
Cookies and brownies by the thousands, Overgaard says. This year she recalled a day they baked 80 dozen, and that just barely met the needs of the many people who came through the door. Last year their guests came from more than 40 states and more than 40 countries.
We have maps. We tell people to put a pin in as to where they're from. And so United States, Mexico, Central America, we get quite a few people from Africa. Philippines is over here. We had a couple. New Zealand, American Samoa. One year we had a lot of Europeans here.
The Net just finished its fifth year as a seasonal ministry in NACNEC. Back in 2012, local pastor Jeff Swanson started by offering ice cream cones as a way to connect with the thousands of newcomers he found downtown. He recognized many of them would appreciate a place to use a phone or internet, get something to read or a place to relax, and a hot cup of coffee. By the next year, the ministry had moved into its building just across from the school road.
You know, it's got a little bit of a homey atmosphere, and you walk in and you smell fresh coffee and some cookies baking, and you know, we just love on them like their family would. And they can come in and sit down, relax, sleep on the sofa if they want to. You know, they just really kick back like this is their own little living room.
Overgaard has been coming up for 5 years now, and as the ministry has grown, so has the staff. More than a dozen Association of Free Lutheran Congregation volunteers help keep things running as sometimes hundreds of visitors come in each day.
We try and help them with any needs they may have. We have a lot of people that make homemade quilts and ship up here, hundreds of them. We have used clothing, so if they're in need of something there, we help them. They need a needle and a thread, we get one for them, or a pair of eyeglasses, or, you know, just any little thing that we can do to make it a little easier on them.
The thousands who come to NACNEC, most to work in the salmon processing facilities, represent a true melting pot of cultures and backgrounds. Most are a long way from home, and some are a little down and out. Overgaard says others are clearly having the time of their lives.
The people we meet are really interesting. They're very nice people. They're kind and respectful and thankful that we're here.
For a small town like NACNEC, absorbing the thousands of workers, let alone all the fishermen, is an annual challenge. There is a clinic, a community soccer field, internet available at the library, and a handful of bars to unwind at. But there are always folks who need more of a helping hand. Maybe to get home after losing their job, or help calling family in an emergency, or to meet to counsel and pray with others. Overgaard says the word is out in the community about the Net.
You know, people will point them to us and or to Pastor Jeff, and the police know about us. Oh, and, you know, so they've come with a couple of situations and, you know, so people kind of know, well, you can go to that kind of church place. You know, they think of us as a kind of a church place.
Great.
And come here for help.
Volunteers have already signed up to help staff the Net next year when it opens again in mid-June. For KDLG, I'm Dave Benninger.